goes to Dr. David Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Corinne, C-O-R-R-I-N-N-E, Bertram, B like boy, E-R-T-R-A-M like Mary. Date of birth 12/10/1935. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Ms. Bertrand with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was July 25th of 2022. Since that visit, she did have a urinary tract infection, 2/6 of 2023, and was treated with antibiotics and is feeling better at this point. She's here with her daughter for the follow-up visit. She's also been taking meloxicam, 7.5 milligram daily, which generally is contraindicated with her current kidney disease, and also it interacts with lisinopril, 20 milligram daily that she is on. So the patient was advised to stop the meloxicam and use Tylenol instead. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion and severe osteoporosis with kyphosis. That is very obvious. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight Lasix, 20 milligram daily, in addition to lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. She's on the miacalcin nasal spray, and meloxicam, 7.5 milligram daily, is actually contraindicated for this patient. Physical exam, weight 129 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 112 over 68, pulse is 78, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 6th of 2023. She did have the urinary tract infection with many bacteria and many white blood cells. Her hemoglobin was 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Creatinine was 1.27. Previous level, November of 2022, was 1.13. Creatinines generally increase when patients are ill with any type of infection. Her calcium is 9.3, albumin 3.8. Sodium was 132. Previous level was 137. Potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 23. Magnesium level was 1.7. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, number one is stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Slightly higher because of recent UTI. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. We've asked her to stop the meloxicam and to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she agreed to do so. She will try Tylenol to see if that is helpful for pain, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.